Well, a really interesting story today. Can this even be true? It actually is the Gog Magog thing, if you take the Russian interpretation of Gog and Magog rather than the Turkey one, but it could be either. But Gog Magog now threatens the United States with a 100 megaton nuclear doomsday after this key arms treaty fails. Now, it's a mind-blowing story that things can change so fast, and typically we don't see it coming beforehand. So we want to talk about that definitely today. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel and click the bell for notifications. If YouTube still doesn't notify you, just keep checking back every day. We've got some exciting stuff coming on Peck Report, Peck Underground Church, and everything that we do on youtube.com/Josh Peck Disclosure. So make sure you keep checking. One improvement that we're making is we are adding another desk, adding another person to some programs as she's able to do. And Christina Peck will be joining us on some Peck reports, some Peck Underground churches. She's going to be sitting over there. We got her computer, her microphone. We got her all set up. So it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to that. We've had a lot of requests for Christina to come back on. And so we're going to be doing that. Now, to jump right into the story, apparently the Russian media has threatened the U.S. with a 100 megaton nuclear doomsday device after the key arms treaty fails. So let's jump in. This comes from Business Insider, but of course many other publications have been covering this because it's really important. And this, you know, this might have something to do with Bible prophecy. This could be the precursor to the Gog Magog war. If you're of the opinion that that it's Russia, could be, could also be Turkey. But either way, Russia seems to play some role in Bible prophecy. So could this be the beginnings of the Third World War or the Gog Magog War or Armageddon or something like that? You know, what do you guys think? But Russia's military and state-sponsored media have reacted with fire and fury of their own to the news that the U.S. will exit the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, or the INF Treaty, which is one of the last barriers preventing a full-on Cold War-like arms race in Europe. And there's already talk of nuclear doomsday, of a nuclear doomsday device visiting the U.S. There's already talk about this. So the INF Treaty banned land-based nuclear-capable missiles with a range between 300 and 3,200 miles in 1987 when Russia and the U.S. had populated much of Europe with intermediate-range nuclear missiles. The ban eliminated this entire class of missiles, and it went down as one of the most successful acts of arms control ever to some people. Of course, just like everything else, there's another side to the story. There's another way to look at this. But the U.S. and NATO concluded recently that Russia had spent years developing a banned nuclear-capable weapon, thereby making the treaty just meaningless. The U.S. responded by saying it would withdraw and design its own treaty-busting missiles. So Russia said it would do the same, though many suspect they have already built the missiles. So if they're not going to respect the treaty anyway, you know, if the Russians are not going to respect the treaty anyway and they're going to make these missiles anyway, what are we supposed to do? Keep respecting the treaty and then not have any defenses against this? So, you know, there's different ways of looking at it. Sometimes there are just bad people in the world, you know, and we have to protect ourselves against them. But Russia's response to the U.S. did not stop there. So a BBC review, you can go check out the BBC for this, but a BBC review of Russian newspapers, some state-owned and all adhering to state narratives or censored by the Kremlin, revealed some really, truly apocalyptic ideas. This is how even Business Insider is describing it, as apocalyptic. So it said, quote, if the Americans deploy their new missiles near Russia's borders and in response we deploy ours, then of course the risk of nuclear conflicts rises sharply, end quote. And that quote comes from an arms control expert that told one of the papers, continuing on, quote, if U.S. missiles are deployed in Poland or the Baltic states, they'll be able to reach Russia in minutes. In such an event, the way Russia currently conceives using nuclear weapons as a retaliatory strike becomes impossible, since there won't be time to work out which missiles have been launched against Russia, what their trajectory and their targets are. This is why there is now a temptation for both us and for them to adopt the doctrine of a preemptive strike, end quote. Now, the expert said that the INF treaty's demise means both the U.S. and Russia now have to consider nuking the other at the first sign of conflict, because missile attacks won't be as predictable as longer range salvos from the continental U.S. and Russia's mainland. But the expert neglects to mention that U.S. and Russian nuclear submarines can already fire from almost anywhere at sea, already confusing targets and trajectories and taking minutes to reach Russian forces. Now, finally, Russian media turned to what's quickly becoming a propaganda crutch in communicating Moscow's might and strength, a doomsday device, you know. So Russia recently said that it built one of the most devastating nuclear weapons of all time in the form of an undersea torpedo with a 100 megaton nuclear warhead that's designed to be unstoppable against all missile defenses and create tsunami-sized waves and a radioactive hellstorm that stomps out life on Earth for thousands of square miles for decades. Kind of reminds you of some prophecies about the star falling from the sky and poisoning a third of the waters. Could this have anything to do with that? Now, obviously, the star that falls from the sky is not a submarine, you know, obviously. That's likely an angel that's falling, a fallen angel of some sort. But as we've said before on this channel, there seems to be a pattern that when something happens in the spiritual realm as a cause, we see the effect in the physical realm. So while a fallen angel, that's the spiritual cause, the effect could be some type of, a submarine that's going to launch a nuclear weapon or something. You know, it seems to have an effect. It doesn't remove our responsibility for our own actions. You know, and we're not forced to do anything, but it. It seems there seems to be an effect there. Now, since they announced this weapon, they've already used it to threaten Europe. But now with the INF treaty in tatters, a military expert told a Russian paper that the doomsday device could see use. So the paper said, quote, it cannot be excluded that one of the Poseidon with a 100 megaton nuclear warhead will lay low off the U.S. coast, becoming the doomsday weapon. Thus, an attack on Russia will become a suicidal misadventure, end quote. Now, the paper also declined to mention that the U.S. and Russia's nuclear posture already guarantees any mutual nuclear exchanges would lead to the total destruction of both countries. So there is that to keep in mind, too. Russia's Poseidon doomsday device doesn't change the mutually assured destruction dynamic between Washington and Moscow. It provides only a way to destroy more natural life in the process. Certainly when we read the book of Revelation, we see a lot of natural life being destroyed. Now, Russia's media may swerve into bombast, but Russia's actual military was already announced plans to build more weapons and extend the range of weapons to counter the U.S. in what experts peg as the next great nuclear standoff. So that's where we're at with all of that today. Could this be the beginning of some of these apocalyptic things we read about in the book of Revelation or even Ezekiel? Could this be the beginning of the Gog-Magog war? Are we seeing the beginnings of that now? You could see the beginning of a war that ripples out years before it actually culminates in something that we would consider cataclysmic. So I want to know what you think about that. Hey, I got some news for you. I have decided that I want to offer you CBD oil. If you take it for relief of pain or mental clarity or whatever you use it for, I've heard nothing but good things about CBD oil, and people kept telling me that I got to go check it out and do my own research on it, so I did. Of course, there's a ton of companies out there that sell this stuff, and you don't really know what you're getting. This one, CBD Pure, I found seems to be the best of the best. Go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, and in the upper sidebar, you'll find two banners, one for CBD Pure, which that's for humans, and one for CBD Pet. They actually make this for pets, but it's all scientifically backed. They test every batch that they make, and they put that information on the website for all of you to read as well. So just like I did, I'm telling you, go do your own research and go check this out and see if it's for you. I highly recommend it. I have not been able to find anything even remotely close to being better than this. So And of course, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence and testimonials, just saying that this is great. So, check out the website. It's very scientifically backed. They've got a lot of studies. So if you're not satisfied with the level of purity or effectiveness of your CBD oil now, or if you've never taken it and you want to try it, this is the best way to do it. If you are brand new to it, it doesn't get you high, okay? So it's non-psychoactive. It's nothing that's going to, you know, throw off if you have to do a drug test for work or something, for a new job or something like that. But just go check it out. See if it's for you. There's several different potencies. They even have soft gel caps now. So check that out, joshpeckdisclosure.com. For that. Also, before we go, I want to invite you to the Hear the Watchman conference in March of 2019. You can also get your tickets there at joshpeckdisclosure.com. And when you do get your tickets, use the promo code Josh20, J-O-S-H-2-0, to get $20 off your tickets. Many, many amazing people are going to be there. L.A. Marzulli is going to be there. Gary Wayne, myself, Stephen Bancars is going to be there. Derek and Sharon Gilbert. It's going to be a lot of fun, but we're also going to be dealing in some very deep biblical truths. So you're going to want to be there, and you can visit us and ask us questions, and it'll be a blast. I'm excited to see all of you there. All right. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Click on the bell because, again, we got some very cool things coming up, obviously. We're actually going to try this. I don't know when this Peck Report that you're watching right now is going up online, but we're actually going to try this setup for the first time tonight, Friday. At the time of this recording, it is Friday the 8th, so I'm not sure when you're watching this, but Friday the 8th. We're trying it for the first time with our Peck Underground Church with Jen Doe. We're going to see how it goes. Christina's going to co-host that and kind of play producer and stuff like that. So that'll be fun, and we're going to try to do more of that kind of stuff. So make sure you stay tuned. Also, we're going to have, sometime this weekend, we're going to have Kevin Sorbo on to talk about the pro-life movement and all of his amazing work. Yes, Hercules himself is coming on this channel for an interview that will be probably a Peck Report, and we might do something else with it too, but we'll try to have that available this weekend. We're recording it Saturday, tomorrow morning, and just depending on editing and how long it takes, we're going to try to get it out to you guys this weekend, if not very shortly after. So, okay, lots of cool stuff coming up, and I cannot wait to see you all in Dallas. So, again, make sure you get your tickets. Josh20 is your promo code. All right, everybody, this has been Peck Report. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell and just keep checking back every day and keep checking joshpeckdisclosure.com every single day for news and updates. Till next time, love you all. Take care and God bless.